Monica Lozano is a photographer born and raised right here on our border. Her work speaks about human condition in poignant places and sometimes in difficult times. She dives deep on the theme of survival and borders around the world and is interested in capturing stories that are a true testament of courage. Today, my guest is photographer Monica Lozano. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
So, Monica, what made you decide to be a photographer?
Well, I studied graphic design and visual arts, and I've always been attracted to the visual, you know, the creative side. Since I was 9 years old, I got my first camera, a Polaroid, a pink Polaroid, and this is where I started to experiment with photography. But for a nine-year-old, it was pretty expensive to waste $1 per picture.
Right.
Because the film was so expensive. So I had to really think, you know, what was I going to photograph? And this is how it started a long time ago. And then I really had the need to create. So until I went to the university, this is when I rediscovered photography.
And you just decided I'm going for it.
Yes, definitely. At the end, last semesters of my school, before graduating, I took some photography, black and white film, darkroom, and oh my God, this changed your life. Yes, it changed my life, and I actually put design to the side because I knew I wasn't good anyway. So I had this encounter with photography, and then I was studying in Monterrey in Mexico, so I came back to the border. And after I graduated, and I started to experiment in the streets of downtown Juarez at night with friends, and I always had my camera with me and a couple of friends, you know, they were teaching me, and it was just amazing times trying to find light in the darkness, basically.
But you definitely found it.
Yes.
And then some. I mean, you know, some of your photos are in Vogue, and then you have like famous people and then not so famous people. How has that journey been for you? Or did you think it would be what it is?
Yes. And I am still, you know,
I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah. Yes. And I'm still dreaming about it. And I still want to do even more things. I'm very excited about the possibilities of art and photography, and I've come to the conclusion of the strength of the possibilities of art and how it is capable of transcending borders and connecting.
Absolutely.
So this has been my experience, definitely. And it's been a journey of trying to find my voice, my vision. What do I want to say? I had the fortune to have a presidential scholarship to go to the School of Visual Arts in New York. And this totally broke me and reconstructed me because the teachers were amazing, and they did, you know, so many profound critiques to my work. And this was a pretty amazing time for me.
So as you're going through this process, what is the, I guess you're still evolving, but what are some of the lessons you've learned along the way that have continued to help shape your art?
So many. It's a long journey. It's been 13 years of learning, and I'm still learning. And for now, I can say that connecting with the subject that I'm photographing and also making a connection with the spectator that is looking at the work. So after years of research and experimenting, in a profound search, I found that I really like to focus on portraits, on people, faces, and the stories. I can see the beauty in a face and a story, and this really, really amazes me. I experimented with
like landscapes.
Landscape, exactly. Mm-hmm. Landscapes and other types of photography, but for me, portrait is what really got me. And it's hard to connect and have the subject relax. And you need to relax and find that spot of connection and really capture the essence of a person. It's really hard.
It's got to be, because generally speaking, you have a finite amount of time. right? Especially if it's a big photo shoot for some magazine or whatever.
Right.
You've got a finite amount of time and both of you know.
Yes, exactly. I had an experience with Veronica Escobar, which I photographed for Vogue. And she mentioned, it's very rare that I like a picture that is taken from me. And I said, you know, she has to love these pictures. So it was my assignment to really, really have some beautiful pictures. And at the end, she really liked the pictures.
So you passed the test.
Yes, I passed the test. And even her assistant was impressed. She got out of the chair and said, you know, my God, she really likes the pictures. It's amazing. And I was so happy with this experience. So, yeah, every time it's also very stimulating because every single time is so different.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the office for me is completely different.
Know, right?
Exactly. So this is super stimulating for me.
But you also mentioned this other part where you're actively thinking of the person who's going to see the photo.
Yes.
So what do you want for them?
In my search, I have found that I really like to speak about profound and hard situations that happen in reality. I guess speak about human and horror and all the realities that we have, but in a subtle way. Because sometimes when you have these situations that are photographed so raw, a lot of the spectators...
Yeah, it's like a...
Yeah, you lean back.
You don't want it.
Yes, you know, it's hard to even come close to the image. So I really want to speak about these themes, about these subjects that are important, making people conscious about the situation in the border, for example, and showing them in a subtle way something that invites them to come to the picture. And then once they're close, that's when I do the kick.
Like, then I get them.
Yeah, this is when they are, for example, in the border series, right? It's 18 stories of people around the world who have crossed borders in extreme ways. And this really interests me, what we as humans are capable of doing in order to have a new life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing. And a lot of the creative thoughts that come out of desperation as well. Even for us as artists, I think that we also create.
Well, the ingenuity has to be there because at the end of the day, you got to make it work.
You got to make it work.
With whatever you have.
Exactly. So focusing on that.
Yeah.
And as an example, the stories of these people that have crossed, for example, the person that got inside of a car seat in order to cross the bridge. I mean, how are they capable of putting themselves inside of a car seat, you know, and trying to cross? And the images are placed in a white background because I wanted to first decontextualize the space and also put the viewer in a moment of pause when the immigrant has not arrived yet but has already left their life, but they have not arrived to their new life, and they are in this blank space of nothingness. They don't belong to anywhere. Like, it's the most crucial moment, and it's a moment of nothingness. So it's amazing.
Now, how did you get these people to share their stories and put, you know, the situations with you?
Yes, I think that when you start creating a series in any type of art project, things start to happen and write, and all the energy, synergy, all this evolves. And I started with a newspaper ad that my mother sent me about the situation that happened in Juarez in the border, this person that got inside of a car seat. So after this, I started to do a research, and I even spoke to people on the phone. I was living in Spain, in Madrid. At the moment, I was studying a master's degree in photography. So I put my series for a contest in Italy to speak in a big way about the situation. What happened to me is that I was living in this border, Mexico-US, and this is what I knew. This was my reality. But once I crossed the
pond.
The pond, and I was in Europe, I could see the same situation with the immigrants, with the sense of no belonging, especially in Spain. in Spain, there is a lot of discrimination, and there is so many people trying to come in from Morocco, from Africa. So this really cut me. I really wanted to go into the neighborhoods where they were living and speak to them.
And they said, yeah, come on in.
So, yes, I heard a lot of stories. And then I did a recreation of 18 stories that I researched during 3 months. And they helped me out. I think that a lot of people got kind of married to the project because they believed in it.
Well, yeah, and it's a way to share the stories that maybe I don't know that other people have the sympathy or, you know, why would you ever do that?
Right, right. Yes, it's putting an eye to the situation, right? To the desperate people who are capable of doing anything to have a new life.
So what's in your future as far as projects or subjects or just something that you want to put out into the universe? What's next?
What's next? Well, I'm based back here in the border after 16 years of being around and learning so much. I'm back here and I really want to take advantage of this momentum that we have right now because it's crucial right
all
now.
All eyes are on us.
Yes, all eyes are on us. And I think it's a crucial moment for the border. So I am photographing right now situations that are happening here, like the Hugs Not Walls events where families reunite for 3 minutes, which is, incredible. That this is happening at this moment, that they are able to hug in the middle of the river in these moments. I'm transitioning also to film little by little. I want to experiment with that. I have a film background in my family tree.
Somewhere way back there.
Yes. So I definitely want to do something with that and keep experimenting. I have my two boys right now, a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Oh my gosh,
so
that's
my hands
plenty of
are
work.
Full. Yes. Yes, and I need to live also this stage of my life.
Sure, sure. And be there for them and be there for your art.
Yes. Yes. So I live in the duality all the time.
Well,
in the border.
To the border.
Exactly. Exactly. This is where we are.
Okay, well, today my guest has been photographer Monica Lozano. It's been a pleasure hanging out with you.
Thank you so much.
We look forward to whatever else you have ready to show us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. My work is under monicalozano.com. That's my website. And I have an Instagram account @Monica Lozano.